This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone, not from his office in Fort Smith, but as he told me, outside somebody else's office in Bentonville, is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more in the Fort Smith region. Early morning for you today.
Yes. You know, I'd been told that there's a company up here called Walmart, and I didn't believe them, so I decided to drive up to Bentonville and see for myself. Sure enough, it's a big old building up here.
A couple of thumbs up for the Fort Smith region as far as business news. Maybe not big thumbs up, but thumbs up nonetheless this past week. Jobless rate down in Fort Smith in July. Home sales up slightly in July.
Yes. Yes, home sales are up. They're still trending down for the year overall, but July home sales were up, and they were up considerably, so we can only hope it's a trend. Although, you know, we're comparing against the 2010, which was just a horrible year, so there's some easy comparisons there. And up in northwest Arkansas, you know, what was just a very troubled housing market, you know, recently, they're coming on well. Their numbers are up year-to-date in both Benton and Washington County, so that's an interesting dynamic also. But the, you know, we've got signs, you know, people are nervous out there in the national economy, so we'll see if the housing market continues. But the housing industry needs a good second half of the year just to recover. They, for example, in Fort Smith, if they have another down year, it'll be the fifth consecutive year of home sales declining year over year.
Let's see, jobless rate in the Fort Smith metro for July was 8.3%, down slightly from 8.4% in June. But as you like to tell us, it's been this kind of slow roller coaster for several months. The 8.3 is still higher than the 8.1 of July 2010. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it's, you know, thankfully, you know, more people were employed, fewer people, I should say, were unemployed in July. So it, again, you know, we just need to hope that's a trend as things pick up and as companies get geared up for either the holiday seasons or, and who knows with this election cycle. I think most business people you talk to, everybody just gets nervous in election cycle. And I think it'll be more pronounced this time. But let's keep those numbers going down. And in six of the eight metro areas in or connected to Arkansas saw a decline in July. So that's good. Let's just, as we said before, let's keep our fingers crossed that next month it doesn't pop back up to, you know, 8.5 or something.
Now, I know those places, the decreases were small, a tenth of a percentage point in northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith. Any idea why, or is it such a small statistical number there's no real way to tell why?
Right. Well, yeah, I think you answered it. I mean, you have different industries cycling in. You know, one of the things that that's still a bright spot in terms of employment in the Fort Smith area is the leisure and hospitality industry, the tourism sector. And there were 9,500 jobs in July, which is getting back up to the peak of about 9,800 that we reached a couple of years ago. So there's some rebound in that industry, and we're even seeing it in some of the hospitality sales tax collections. But the thing really that ticked down probably for us is the manufacturing sector. You know, it continues just to it's just on a downward spiral. There was about 21,400, I think, maybe in July, and just think that's down from 30,700 people who worked in the manufacturing sector at the beginning of the previous decade in January of 2001. So it's fallen a long ways, and it's slowed down a little bit, but there's still a big decline in that sector.
The vote on the proposed 1% prepared food tax, sales tax in Fort Smith isn't till fall, but this week city officials released a plan of what could happen if voters don't approve that tax.
Well, yes, and they talked about how they fined $800,000 in what's been a pretty tight general fund budget. Now, you have some of the people who are against the 1% prepared food tax who say, well, the city's just using scare tactics by saying they're going to cut the police department, they're going to cut funding to, you know, arts and entertainment groups and those type of things. But as someone who's watched the budget, you know, they've cut close to $2.5 million over the last 3 years, and it's just the general fund budget's about $40 million. And, you know, close to 40% of that is for emergency services. So if you're going to have to find a large chunk of money out of that budget, it's going to have to come from some critical services. I mean, that's just about all there is left. So, you know, $200,000 the city spends every year to kind of support some of these outside agencies to help them, you know, support festivals, humane societies, that type of thing. That'll probably be the first thing to go. And then roughly about $315,000, I think, from the police department, and that includes cutting the full-time security at the airport back to part-time. So there's some interesting cuts, but it's likely the Fort Smith board, those were cuts proposed by the staff. It's likely the seven members of the Fort Smith board will hash that out, and that probably won't look anything like what we end up with.
I imagine many of the board members, board of directors, have come out in support of passage of the 1% sales tax. This would be a conversation those board members would rather not just have.
Right. Well, exactly. And that's what they've tried. As I talked to them, they said, look, you know, we hope we can just explain to folks that these are going to be some pretty severe cuts. This, you know, the budget, the board members say it's pretty austere. And if we have to cut any more, there'll be pain felt. I mean, there's only so far down to the bone you can get, I guess.
Finally, if you were between Fort Smith or Van Buren sometime on this morning, you might have seen a gazebo moving. And this was planned.
Right. Well, it's in downtown Fort Smith. They're moving it from one property to another. But it's Polly Cruz, who's just legendary in Fort Smith in terms of her support for arts and tourism. She was even on the Arkansas Parks and Tourism Commission. She always wanted a large gazebo built next to the Fort Smith Little Theater and the Fort Smith Arts Center. Well, that property has changed hands, and they're trying to move that gazebo, that somewhat of an iconic gazebo, to the Clayton House.
Oh, to the Clayton House, okay.
Which is there in Fort Smith. So we have a photographer getting some pictures of that, but they're using a large crane. It's not just your typical little gazebo. I mean, it's a sizable structure. So that'll be kind of the talk of the town for folks who work in downtown Fort Smith.
All right. Finally, Saturday, Arkansas-Missouri State. Do you have a prediction?
I think that, is that the name of the Barber College we're playing?
Okay.
So we should never launch a City Wire in Southwest Missouri. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, it may be harder now. That's what.
If the Hogs lose this game, it's going to be a long season, Kyle.
Okay, I'll take that as a prediction. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, culture, and college football for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you very much. Safe travels back to Fort Smith.
All right, you're welcome, Kyle.